Hear the promises of God. God is near to all who call from their hearts.
Thy eyes are closed to hear God, are fulfilled. Their minds are heard, their lives changed.
I am the resurrection and the life. All who believe in me, though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
When we are baptized into Christ Jesus, we are baptized into Christ's death.
If we have been united with Christ in a death like Christ, we shall certainly be united with Christ in a resurrection like Christ.
Let us have our dead and die in Christ. Let us indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them.
Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now turn to one another and offer a sign of Christ's peace. Peter is here, and Paul and Martha. All of the Marys are here, and Francis, even Mother Teresa and Martin too. Thomas, Samuel, Phyllis, they are all here. The saints are among us. They are gathered around us in a great cloud of witnesses. But there are saints, just as great, sitting there. And there, over there, and up here, there are saints just as great, through whom the light of God shines so powerfully and uniquely in the world, it draws the world to God. There are saints just as great, through whom God works unimaginable miracles. There are saints just as great, and those saints are you. On behalf of Jesus Christ and the communion of saints, let me be the first to welcome you to Old South Church in Boston, an open and affirming congregation of the United Church of Christ. Welcome to a worship of remembrance, of commemoration, of life, resurrection. Welcome to a worship full of word and ritual, of past and present, of future, an experience of heaven and of earth. There are a few things to welcome you into the life of this community. Inside each of your bulletins should be a blue insert, which gives you a peek into the life of Old South Church, including next week's consecration celebration, when we will pledge to God our offerings for the coming year, be inspired by the dynamic preaching of Mary Luty, and will gather for our annual consecration luncheon after church. Please be sure you bring your giving cards to worship next week. In your bulletins, you will also see an announcement regarding Meeting House Sunday, when we will return to our ancestral home, Old South Meeting House, for a festive Thanksgiving service. That same afternoon at 3 p.m., you are all warmly invited to the ordination of Brent Damrow into Christian ministry. This is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to see how we, the people, and the Holy Spirit come together to celebrate Brent and his ministry. Today, after church, you were all invited to go right through those back doors, right into Gordon Chapel for fellowship and refreshment. Unless you live in Back Bay, Beacon Hill, downtown, or Charlestown, you are invited to head up to the second floor for a special regional fellowship and get to know your neighbors. Finally, we have these, our friendship paths. They are found at the aisle end of every pew, and we would love to get to know what other saints dwelled among us this morning. So if you do put enough contact information, we promise, I promise, that we will contact you, letting you know not only are you a saint, but a precious child of God, and we are happy you joined us today. Tucked into those pads, however, are slips of paper. We ask that as you pass the pads to your neighbors, you each take one. On it, write the name of your beloved saints who have left us and gone home to God, but still surround us today. Later in the service, we will collect these names, and we ask that you help us by then passing them to the aisles. We will then offer them up in thanksgiving for their lives and for their witness. Friends, Moses is here, Anne and Elizabeth too, but most importantly, you are here, you, the chosen saints of God. Let us worship.
Will you pray for me? Lord, may the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, because you are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Do you know the story of Lazarus? He was the brother of Mary and Martha, and all three were good friends of Jesus. And one day when Jesus was far from them, Lazarus fell ill, and Mary and Martha, they wrote to Jesus and they said, "He's dying, Lord, come quickly." But he didn't. Jesus waited and waited and waited, and Lazarus died. And then Jesus went to them and he found them weeping and wailing. They found Lazarus 4 days dead in the tomb. And Jesus said, "Do not worry, for he will rise again." And they said, "We know, Lord, that he will rise again at the end of time." And Jesus said, "That is not what I mean. Show me where he is buried." And then he wept. And they took him to the tomb, and it was a cave, and there was a stone in front of the tomb, and Jesus said, "Take the stone away." And they said, "He's been dead for 4 days, Master, and the stench is terrible." And he said, "Take the stone away," and so they did. And it was like there was a veil between them and Lazarus. His body was right there, but it was like there was a veil that they couldn't see through, and they couldn't pass through, and they couldn't speak through. And it was like they had been beating on that veil for all those 4 days, and they could not get to him. And Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out." And he did. And he was alive, and he was all bound round with his winding sheet. And Jesus said, "Cut him loose and let him be free." Today is All Saints Sunday, the day when we remember our beloved dead, the ones who have gone on before us, who are rejoicing on a further shore and in a greater light. In some traditions, saints are only those who are especially holy. They are few and far between. In this tradition, saints are especially holy, but they are not few and they are not far between. They are everyone who knows and loves God. They are you. They are the people you love and who have gone on before you, and so we celebrate them today. That's why you're writing their names on those little pieces of paper. On this day, we sing one of the very best Christian hymns in our entire canon, For All the Saints. It's one of the very best hymns with one of the very worst tune names. The name of the tune we sing it to is Sine Nomine. Sine Nomine means without name. Today is not a day without names. When it was time to bring Lazarus back to life, Jesus didn't just wave his hand. He didn't lay his hands on them. He said his name. And he didn't just say, "Hey, Lazarus, come out." He said it with tears streaming down his face. He loved him so much, and he said his name. Mary and Martha, they couldn't say his name loud enough or powerfully enough to rip through that veil. But the heavens and the earth opened up that day, and the Creator of the heavens and the earth was standing there. And when Jesus Christ, when that body says a name, the veil rips wide. And so Lazarus came forth. Who do you love that died in the last year? Or in the last 5 years? The last 10 or 20. It may be that you've been beating on the veil all this time and feeling like they can't hear you and they can't see you and you can't see them and you can't touch them and you will never be with them again. If that is the case, I have good news. In the body of the Creator of heaven and earth, in the body of Jesus Christ, is power to rip that veil wide open. And sisters and brothers, you are that body. You are the church. You are the body of Jesus Christ on earth, and your voice is powerful on this day. You have but to call out those names, and the veil will rip wide, and life will pour through, and the saints will fill this place with life again. who do you know that has died in the last year, or the last 5, or the last 10, or the last 20? What are the names that are on your heart this day? What are the names that you wrote down on the piece of paper? You are the body of Christ, and your voice is powerful. Use it now. Who are the people you love that died in the last year? Call out their names now. Who do you love that died in the last 5 years? You are the body of Christ. Call out those names.
CJ.
Who died in the last 10 years? Bring them back. Or the last 20 years? Rip the veil wide. There is power in your voice. Call them here. Do not leave them unnamed. Who do you love? Invoke the saints now. Call them.
Yeah.
Amen. Here's why we need them here today. Not just because you love them, although that is a good enough reason. We need them here today because we are about to make some more saints. Some might think that All Saints Day is a strange day for a baptism or 3. I want to tell you that this is the best day, maybe after Easter, or a baptism. When the body of Christ calls out a name, the heavens rip wide, the veil rips wide, and life pours through again. That's what we're about to do with these baptisms. We're not going to just say, hey kid, I baptize you in the name of somebody. We're going to stand with our backs straight. And in the most holy, the most exalted language, in our very best voices, we will say, Andrew Brian Bayless, Jr., we baptize you in the name of the one whom Jesus called Abba, Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. We're going to say Jasper Nils Clark. We're going to say John Lewis Volpe. We baptize you in the name of the one whom Jesus called Abba, Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. We will not leave them sine nomine. We will name them as you have named your saints. And just as when Jesus reached through that veil and pulled Lazarus through, just when you reached through the veil and pulled your saints through just a moment ago, we will do the very same thing. We will plunge them down under the veil of this water, and we will call their names, and we will snatch them back. And when they get back, they will have another name. See, these parents sitting over here, they love the names they gave their sons, but they knew they weren't enough. They wanted them to have one more name. The most powerful name in creation, the best and most beautiful name they know. They wanted those boys to be called Christians. So we will name them that. And they will go down through the veil, and they will come back out, and life will pour through, and we will hear the voice of God saying, unbind them and let them be free. And there will be 3 more saints in the world. I want to invite those boys forward now. I want to invite them to bring their families and their godparents with them. Andrew Brian Bayless, Jr., Jasper Nils Clark, John Lewis Volpe, will you come forward? And I want to invite all the other children of Old South Church to come down. You know we can't do this without you, so all you kids, if you would gather right down here. Come on up.
Old South Church baptism is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual reality. It is the outward and visible sign of the grace of God. Inasmuch as the promise of the gospel is not only to us, but also and most assuredly to our children, baptism by water and the Holy Spirit is the mark of their acceptance and care into Christ's church, the sign and seal of their participation in God's forgiveness, the beginning of their growth into full Christian faith and baptism, and it is their entrance into the life after this one in which we were all entered. Will you join us now in the litany of baptism? We are gathered to present Andrew Brian Bayless Jr., Jasper Nils Clark, and John Lewis Volpe to the church and to dedicate them to God. What can we affirm about them?
As Andrew, Jasper, and John grow in our congregation, how will they know that they are children of God, made in God's image?
How will they learn of the Christian faith?
And what, in turn, will we expect of them?
Do you, Kimberly and Andrew, David and Elise, Elizabeth and Michael, parents, and Carolyn and James, Ruth, Catherine and Andrew, godparents, assume your primary responsibility for fulfilling these expectations by growing with these children in the Christian faith, helping them to become a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, and by offering them the nurture and support of the Christian Church.
And do you, O South Church, pledge to work toward creating and maintaining a nurturing and challenging Christian environment for Andrew, Jasper, and John?
Then may God be with us.
All right, this is where you guys come in. I'm going to start saying a prayer over this water, and then partway through I will pour it. And after I pour it, I'm going to need you to hold your hands up over it and imagine all the love that's in you pouring out through you and into that water, because we need to get this ready to baptize your three newest brothers. So, will you pray with me? We thank you, God, for the gift of creation called forth by your saving word. Before the world had shape and form, your Spirit moved over the waters. Out of the waters of the deep, you formed the firmament and brought forth the earth to sustain all life. In the time of Noah, you washed the earth with the waters of the flood, and your ark of salvation bore a new beginning. In the time of Moses, your people Israel passed through the Red Sea waters from slavery to freedom and crossed the flowing Jordan to enter the promised land. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus Christ, who was nurtured in the waters of Mary's womb. Jesus was baptized by John in the water of the Jordan, became living water to a woman at the Samaritan well, washed the feet of the disciples, and sent them forth to baptize all the nations by water and the Holy Spirit. Blessed by your Holy Spirit, gracious God, this water. By your Holy Spirit, save those who confess the name of Jesus Christ, that sin may have no power over them. Create new life in the ones baptized today, that they may rise and rise and rise in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
By what name is this child called? By what name is this child called? Andrew Brian Bayless Jr. Say it with me. Andrew Brian Bayless Jr. Andrew Brian, we baptize you in the name of the one whom Jesus called Abba, Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit be upon you, Andrew Brian, child of God, disciple of Christ, member of the church. Amen.
David and Elise, by what name is this child called? Jasper Nils Clark.
Jasper Nils Clark.
Jasper Nils, we baptize you in the name of the one whom Jesus called Abba, Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit be upon you, child of God, disciple of Jesus, and member of the church. Amen. He knows he's been baptized. By what name is this child to be called?
John Lewis Volpe.
John Lewis, we baptize you in the name of the one whom Jesus called Abba, Father, and the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit be upon you, child of God, disciple of Christ, and member of the church. Amen.
Please join me in the congregational welcome. We rejoice in God's empowering love, freely given to each and all. We welcome you, newly baptized, into the circle of love in Christ's church. We promise to pray for you, to seek the depths of faith with you, to support you, and to love you. We covenant with you to love God with all our hearts, minds, souls, and strength, and our neighbors as ourselves. Amen.
All right, you children of Old South Church, you can go off to your church school classes, and why don't you all remain seated and join in singing the hymn while we introduce your new brothers to you.
We're going to take you around to meet your new family.
For when we were baptized into Christ Jesus, we were baptized into Christ's death. If we have been united with Christ in a death like Christ's, we shall certainly be united with Christ in a resurrection like Christ's.
God be with you. May the peace of Christ dwell in your hearts. Let us pray. O God, our strength and our Redeemer, giver of life and conqueror of death, we praise you with humble hearts. With faith in your great mercy and wisdom, we entrust into your eternal care all of our beloved dead. Remembering especially this day, Mildred, Baby Coe, Dwayne, Dorothy, Barbara, Britton, Sandra, Alice, Mike, Bruce, Kip, and Marcus. O God, we give you thanks that for these our dearly beloved, all sickness and sorrow are ended, and death itself is past, and they have entered the home where all your people gather in peace. O God, as you have given us this tie that binds us to the world unseen, so grant to us that where our treasure is, there will our hearts be also. We offer our prayers this day for the families and friends of all who grieve. Give your angels charge over their hurting hearts. Fill their souls with the light and comfort of your presence. Grant to them, grant to us, a vision of that life where all mysteries shall be revealed and all tears be wiped away. Be our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. So dwell with us and be our God until the day break and the shadows flee away. O God, look, we ask, on all your children who need your care, especially Charlotte's Eric, Jennifer's George, Connie's Mark, Caitlin's dad, Jim and Mark's nephew Ken, Janet's Charlotte, and Thomas, Peter, Gwen, Margaret, and Sue. Tend, O God, your sick ones. Rest, O God, your weary ones. Bless, O God, your dying ones. Soothe, O God, your suffering ones, and pity your afflicted ones, and shield your joyous ones, and grant wisdom, O God, to your discerning ones. O God, our God, Support us all the day long of this life full of troubles, until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, and the busy world is hushed and the fever of life is over, and our work too is done. Then, O God, of thy great mercy, grant us also a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace, eternal peace, your peace at the last. Amen. And with the words of the ancient psalmist in each and all of our mouths, let us now affirm together, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you. I'm here to talk about why I give to Old South Church. About a year ago, I was confirmed in my Christian faith and became a full member of Old South Church. But I had been giving to this church much before then. I give in a lot of ways. Time, tithe, and talent. For a couple of years, I have been active in the church. Some of the opportunities Old South Church has given me include participating in festival worship, community service opportunities, and participation in the youth group. A couple of times, I have read scripture, and I have been able to bear the hypno twister for special services, and even participate in the summer pickup choir. Recently, I've also been able to work with Sunday's Bread, where some of our members go and prepare a meal for the homeless. I also help our youth group bake apple pies and give to homeless shelters. I also give money to Old South Church as an offering. It started when I was little and didn't even have money of my own. My parents gave me a quarter or two to put in the basket at Sunday school, and as I got older, it became 75 cents or a dollar. When I got my first allowance, I put my own money in the offering plate. By now, giving to Old South Church is a very natural thing for me to do. Last year, I pledged 10% of my allowance. This year, I have part-time jobs, and I'm making my own money. I will increase my pledge. Giving to Old South Church is important to me in many ways. I know that my money is spreading God's grace in the community, and then going further and changing the world. Pledging my own money also makes me feel like an adult member of the church. It's more than just a dollar here or there, but it's a commitment that I gladly make. Will you join me in reading the responsive prayer printed in your bulletins? Loving God, you know me better than I know myself. You know, too, the kernel of faith in and devotion to you that lies deep within me.
Send your spirit like sunshine and rain to help to cause that kernel to grow.
Let that kernel grow until your will becomes my will.
Let it grow until my heart is ready, desire to show and share your will.
Let it grow until my hands are extended and open in giving to your church, to your children, and for your cherished goals of righteousness and justice for all your people everywhere. Guide my thinking about this year's financial pledge to Old South Church. Then cause my kernel of faith and devotion to grow. And my nights restful with the reward of your peace.
In the name of Christ, my beloved Redeemer,
today's offering will now be given and received.
Amen.